Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This is the London Visited podcast on your favourite podcast provider, bringing to you the facts, history and information about different parts of this great capital. If you have been to London, are planning on visiting, live here or just love London from afar, then this is the podcast for you.
Hi, I'm Steve and welcome to our podcast. We're here for all things London and to tell you more behind some of the iconic places and people in London's history. In this episode, we look at Sir Christopher Wren, and I can't believe over 200 episodes have gone by, and this is the first time we've done a podcast on him. Anyway, this week is part one, and part two, the final part, is next week. Don't forget to visit and subscribe to our YouTube channel, London Visited, to see videos covering so many places that he was behind, and so many others across London. Also, if you love the podcast and the channel, why not join us as a member? Join our group of what we like to call our London Visited Crown Jewels, where there are many different benefits, including a members-only monthly podcast. Have a look by going to patreon.com/London Visited. And now to this week's podcast. Sir Christopher Wren was an English architect, astronomer, mathematician, and physicist who was one of the most highly acclaimed architects in the history of England. Known for his work in the English Baroque style, he was accorded responsibility for rebuilding 52 churches in the City of London after the Great Fire in 1666, included what is regarded as his masterpiece, St Paul's Cathedral, on Ludgate Hill, completed in 1710. The principal creative responsibility for a number of the churches is now more commonly attributed to others in his office, especially Nicholas Hawksmoor. Other notable buildings by Wren include the Royal Hospital Chelsea, the Old Royal Naval College, Greenwich, and the south front of Hampton Court Palace. Educated in Latin and Aristotelian physics at the University of Oxford, Wren was a founder of the Royal Society and served as its president from 1680 to 1682. His scientific work was highly regarded by Isaac Newton and Blaise Pascal. Wren was born in East Knoll in Wiltshire, the only surviving son of Christopher Wren the Elder, and Mary Cox, the only child of the Wiltshire squire Robert Cox from Fonthill Bishop. Christopher Sr. was, at the time, the rector of East Knoll and later Dean of Windsor. It was while they were living at East Knoll that their children were born. Mary, Catherine and Susan were all born by 1628, but then several children who were born died within a few weeks of their birth. Their son Christopher was born in 1632. Then, 2 years later, another daughter named Elizabeth was born. Mary must have died shortly after the birth of Elizabeth, although there does not appear to be any surviving record of the date. Through Mary Cox, however, the family became well off financially, for, as the only heir, she had inherited her father's estate. As a child, Wren seemed consumptive. Although a sickly child, he would survive into robust old age. He was first taught at home by a private tutor and his father. After his father's royal appointment as Dean of Windsor, in March 1635, his family spent part of each year there, but little is known about Wren's life at Windsor. He spent his first 8 years at East Knoll and was educated by the Reverend William Shepherd, a local clergyman. Little is known of Wren's schooling thereafter, during dangerous times when his father's royal associations would have required the family to keep a very low profile from the ruling parliamentary authorities. It was a tough time in his life, but one which would go on to have a significant impact upon his later works. the story that he was at Westminster School between 1641 and 1646 is substantiated only by Parentalia, the biography compiled by his son, a fourth Christopher, which places him there for some short time before going up to Oxford in 1650. However, it is entirely consistent with Headmaster Dr. Bushby's well-documented practice of educating the sons of impoverished royalists and Puritans alike, irrespective of current politics or his own position. Some of Wren's youthful exercises preserved or recorded, though fewer datable, show that he received a thorough grounding in Latin and also learned to draw. According to Parentalia, he was initiated in the principles of mathematics by William Holder, who married Wren's older sister Susan, or Susanna, in 1643. His drawing was put to academic use in providing many of the anatomical drawings for the Anatomy Textbook of the Brain, published by Thomas Willis, which coined the term neurology. During this time period, Wren became interested in the design and construction of mechanical instruments. It was probably through Holder that Wren met Sir Charles Scarborough, whom Wren assisted in his anatomical studies. Another sister, Anne Brunsell, married a clergyman and is buried in Streatham. On the 25th of June, 1650, Wren entered Wadham College, Oxford, where he studied Latin and the works of Aristotle. Wren became closely associated with John Wilkins, the warden of Wadham. The Wilkins Circle was a group whose activities led to the formation of the Royal Society, comprising of a number of distinguished mathematicians, creative workers, and experimental philosophers. The connection probably influenced Wren's studies of science and mathematics at Oxford. He graduated BA in 1651, and 2 years later received MA. After receiving his MA in 1653, Wren was elected as a Fellow of the All Souls College in the same year and began an active period of research and experiment in Oxford. Among these were a number of psychological experiments on dogs, including one now recognised as the first injection of fluids into the bloodstream of a live animal under laboratory conditions. At Oxford, he became part of the group around John Wilkins. He was key to the correspondence network known as the Invisible College. Within the arms of All Souls, the arms of Wren's friend Robert Boyle appear to be in the colonnade of the Great Quadrangle, opposite the arms of the Hill family of Shropshire, close by a sundial designed by Boyle's friend Wren. His days as a Fellow of All Souls ended when Wren was appointed Professor of Astronomy at Gresham College, London, in 1653. He was there provided with a set of rooms and a stipend and required to give weekly lectures in both Latin and English. Wren took up this new work with enthusiasm. He continued to meet the men with whom he had frequent discussions in Oxford. They attended his London lectures and in 1660 initiated formal weekly meetings. It was from these meetings that the Royal Society, England's premier scientific body, was to develop. He undoubtedly played a major role in the early life of what would become the Royal Society. His great breadth of expertise in so many different subjects helped in the exchange of ideas between the various scientists. In fact, the report on one of these meetings reads, Memorandum, November the 28th, 1660. These persons following, according to the usual custom of most of them, met together at Gresham College to hear Mr. Wren's lecture, viz. The Lord Brauchner, Mr. Boyle, Mr. Bruce, Sir Robert Moray, Sir Paul Neal, Dr. Wilkins, Dr. Goddard, Dr. Petty, Mr. Ball, Mr. Rook, Mr. Wren, Mr. Hill. And after the lecture was ended, they did accordingly to the usual manner withdraw for mutual converse. In 1662, they proposed a society for the promotion of physio-mathematical experimental learning. This body received its royal charter from Charles II and the Royal Society of London for Improving Natural Knowledge was formed. In addition to being a founder member of the society, Wren was president of the Royal Society from 1680 to 1682. In 1661, Wren was elected Salvadian Professor of Astronomy at Oxford, and in 1669 he was appointed Surveyor of Works to Charles II. From 1661 until 1667, Wren's life was based in Oxford, although his attendance at meetings of the Royal Society meant that he had to make periodic trips to London.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
The main sources for Wren's scientific achievements are the records of the Royal Society. His scientific works range from astronomy, optics, the problem of finding longitude at sea, cosmology, mechanics, microscopy, surveying, medicine and meteorology. He observed, measured, dissected, built models and employed, invented and improved a variety of instruments. It was probably around this time that Sir Christopher Wren was drawn into redesigning a battered St. Paul's Cathedral. Making a trip to Paris in 1665, Wren studied architecture, which had reached a climax of creativity, and perused the drawings of Bernini, the great Italian sculptor and architect, who himself was visiting Paris at the time. Returning from Paris, he made his first design for St. Paul's. A week later, however, the Great Fire destroyed two-thirds of the city. Wren submitted his plans for rebuilding the city to King Charles II, although they were never adopted. With his appointment as the King's Surveyor of Works in 1669, he had a presence in the general process of rebuilding the city, but was not directly involved with the rebuilding of houses or companies' halls. Wren was personally responsible for the rebuilding of 51 churches. However, it is not necessarily true to say that each of them represented his own fully developed design. Wren was knighted on the 14th of November 1673. This honour was bestowed on him after his resignation from the Servalian chair in Oxford, by which time he had already begun to make his mark as an architect, both in services to the crown and playing an important part in rebuilding London after the Great Fire. Additionally, he was sufficiently active in public affairs to be returned as Member of Parliament on four occasions. Wren first stood for Parliament in a by-election in 1667 for the Cambridge University constituency, losing by 6 votes to Sir Charles Wheeler. He was unsuccessful again in a by-election for the Oxford University constituency in 1674, losing to Thomas Thein. At his third attempt, Wren was successful. He sat for Plympton Earl during the Loyal Parliament of 1685 to 1687. Wren was returned for New Windsor on the 11th of January 1689 in the general election, but his election was declared void on the 14th of May 1689. He was elected again for New Windsor on the 6th of March 1690, but this election was declared void on the 17th of May 1690. Over a decade later, he was elected unopposed for Weymouth and Malcolm Regis at the November 1701 general election. He retired at the general election the following year. Wren's career was well established by 1669, and it may have been his appointment as surveyor of the King's Works early that year that persuaded him he could finally afford to marry. In 1669, the 37-year-old Wren married his childhood neighbour, the 33-year-old Faith Coghill, daughter of Sir John Coghill of Bletchingdon. Little is known of Faith, but a love letter from Wren survives, which reads, in part, "I have sent your watch the last and envy the felicity of it, that it should be so near to your side and so often enjoy your eye. But I have a care for it, for I have put such a spell into it that every beating of the balance will tell you 'tis the pulse of my heart, which labours as much to serve you and more truly than the watch. For the watch, I believe, will sometimes lie, and sometimes be idle and unwilling. But as for me, you may be confident I shall never." This brief marriage produced 2 children. Gilbert, born October 1672, who suffered from convulsions and died at about 18 months old, and Christopher, born February 1675. The younger Christopher was trained by his father to be an architect. It was this Christopher that supervised the topping out ceremony of St. Paul's in 1710, and wrote the famous Parentela, or Memoirs of the Family of the Wrens. Faith Wren died of smallpox on the 3rd of September 1675. She was buried in the Council of St. Martin in the Fields, beside the infant Gilbert. A few days later, Wren's mother-in-law, Lady Coghill, arrived to take the infant Christopher back with her to Oxfordshire to raise. In 1677, 17 months after the death of his first wife, Wren remarried, this time to Jane Fitzwilliam, daughter of William Fitzwilliam, 2nd Baron Fitzwilliam, and his wife Jane Perry, the daughter of a prosperous London merchant. She was a mystery to Wren's friends and companions. Robert Hooke, who often saw Wren two or three times every week, had, as he recorded in his diary, never even heard of her, and was not to meet her till 6 weeks after the marriage. As with the first marriage, this too produced two children, a daughter Jane and a son William, poor Billy, born June 1679, who was developmentally delayed. Like the first, his second marriage was also brief. Jane Wren died of tuberculosis in September 1670. She was buried alongside Faith and Gilbert in the chancel of St. Martin in the Fields. Wren was never to marry again. He lived to be 90 years old, and of those years was married only 9. Bletchingdon was the home of Wren's brother-in-law, William Holder, who was the rector of the local church. Holder had been a follower of Pembroke College, Oxford. An intellectual of considerable ability, he is said to have been the figure who introduced Wren to arithmetic and geometry. Wren's later life was not without criticisms and attacks on his competence and his taste. In 1712, the letter concerning design of Anthony Ashley Cooper, 3rd Earl of Shaftesbury, circulated in manuscript. Proposing a new British style of architecture, Shaftesbury censored Wren's cathedral, his taste, and his long-standing control of royal works. Although Wren was appointed to the 50 New Churches Commission in 1711, he was left only with the nominal charge of the Board of Works when the surveyorship started in 1715. On the 22nd of April, 1718, on the pretext of failing powers, he was dismissed in favour of William Benson. In 1713, he bought the manor of Wroxall, Warwickshire, from the Boygon family, to which his son Christopher retired in 1716 after losing his post of Clerk of Works. Several of Wren's descendants would be buried there in the Church of St. Leonard. The Wren family estate was at the old courthouse in the area of Hampton Court. He had been given a lease on the property by Queen Anne in lieu of salary arrears for building St. Paul's. For convenience, Wren also leased a house on St. James's Street in London. According to a 19th century legend, he would often go to London to pay unofficial visits to St. Paul's to check on the progress of my greatest work. On one of these trips to London, at the age of 90, he caught a cold, and on the 25th of February 1723, a servant who tried to awaken Wren from his nap found that he had died in his sleep. Wren was laid to rest on the 5th of March 1723. His body was placed in the southeast corner of the crypt of St. Paul's. There is a memorial to him in the crypt of St. Paul's Cathedral, beside those of his daughter Jane, his sister Susan Holder, and her husband William. The plain stone plaque was written by Wren's eldest son and heir, Christopher Wren the Younger. The inscription, which is also inscribed in a circle of black marble on the main floor beneath the centre of the dome, is written in Latin, but in English it translates as, "Here in the foundations lies the architect of this church and city, Christopher Wren, who lived beyond 90 years, not for his own profit, but for the public good. Reader, if you seek his monument, look around you. Died 25th of February, 1723, age 91. So I hope you've enjoyed our first part look at Sir Christopher Wren. Next time, we'll be looking at some of the places that he was behind in the design and his career. If you'd like to make contact with us or suggest any places you'd like us to feature in future podcasts, just like this one was nominated by a listener, you can let me know through our website, londonvisited.co.uk, or our social media. It's that easy. Thanks for listening. Really hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we'll see you soon on the next one. Bye.
Thanks for listening, and please don't forget to subscribe to get more shows direct to your device. Also, why not visit our London Visited YouTube channel to get even more of London. Catch you soon on the next one.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.